This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Hey, thank you. The NBA is beginning to restart with games, as we've seen scrimmages, but now real games. There'll be 8 of them for each of the teams inside the bubble before the playoffs. And joined by Warriors broadcaster Tim Roy, I'm Lawrence Scott, as we look at the NBA restart and all of the excitement ahead as we've seen some of these scrimmages, Tim. And now on Thursday, day and night, it's like a day-night doubleheader, you get the first NBA action on TNT, the Jazz and the Pelicans to start, and then later the LA teams taking on each other. But what about this restart are you looking most forward to, and specifically this Thursday night slate of games?
You know, I'm really curious to see how the coaches and the teams are going to play this. In a normal season, if you're locked in at the top and you're down to your final 8 games, you're probably playing your guys a significant amount of minutes, but they might get a couple of days off and get ready for the playoffs. In this particular case, there's a certain amount of rust that's been going on, and certain guys have been held out of, you know, various the scrimmages that are going on now. And so I'm curious to see how the coaches are going to play this. And I think that unlike years gone by, I think that we will see stars playing in these games, even in the final couple of games, to make sure that they're playing at a high level heading into this. And I think for the teams in the Western Conference, I think it's really the teams at the bottom, they have to be ready. They can't afford to even lose a game at the start if they're going to try to catch Memphis, because of the rules in terms of the bubble and the seeding and the chance of a play-in game.
You know, let's break this down a little bit, because beyond the Thursday restart of regular season games, you've got Friday where, like you're talking about, there are some key matchups that are going to matter in the Western Conference race. And the example you just gave about teams trying to catch Memphis, you got Portland going into a game against Memphis, really a key game for the Trailblazers. And then likewise, later in the day, the Kings and Spurs facing off. You know, the teams that lose those games, there's not much more room for error.
There's not. And I think, you know, for say, let's take the West and take a look at what has to happen. The teams have to be, you know, within 4 games. And right now, Memphis has a 3.5 game lead on both Portland, Pelicans, and the Kings. And they're all down in the loss column by at least 3 games. So those teams, and San Antonio is back 4 games, but without LaMarcus Aldridge, it's going to be very difficult for them to really move up. And they'll miss the playoffs for the first time in 23 years, I think. And so, for Portland, New Orleans, and Sacramento, a great start is paramount, and they have to hope that Memphis doesn't play well. I mean, if Memphis gets to 35 wins, then that means Portland has to win 6 games, and the Pelicans and the Kings would have to win 7 games. So it's really, and that means Memphis would only have to win 3. So it's really paramount for Portland, New Orleans, and Sacramento to get off to great starts, win a couple of games, and then see if they can put a little pressure on Memphis.
So part of this program here is us talking about the NBA restart, because the Warriors are outside of the bubble, but in this case, maybe not such a bad thing. You know, Del Curry, father of Stephen and Seth, was on Sirius XM NBA radio, and he was talking about how not being in the bubble will perhaps impact the Warriors more than we're really thinking. Let's listen into what Del said on NBA radio.
I think it's going to affect them in a positive way. One, you said it, last 5 years, they played a ton of basketball. And you play that many games, that many minutes, something's going to happen. So you saw last year, you know, Steph with his hand, Clay the year before. It's going to give those guys a chance to kind of retool, refresh their bodies. Draymond's already said he's going to remind people of the player he was when he's a 3-time All-Star. So he's already fired up for next year. I know. It's a good time for Steph to kind of just get away from the game and reset his mind mentally, because, Eddie, you know how tough it is mentally to play this game and then to go five straight times to the finals. I mean, it can drain you mentally, and then you put an injury on top of that. You got to get ready for the rehab and all that. So, they got a top draft pick. They have my son-in-law on the bench there, Damian Lee, who played a great year before the stoppage. Those guys are really looking forward to the time off. I think, once they get a date of when next year will start, it'll kind of set the stage and a game plan for how they need to increase their workload to get ready for next year. But I know in visiting Steph and talking to Steph, he's excited to be watching the other guys right now as they've been watching him the last 5 years and kind of, flying under the radar, if you so to speak, for the Warriors. So he's enjoying his time with his family and just taking his time getting some rest.
Tim, we've had so much success over the past several years that sitting and watching other teams playing is something that was going to happen, whether it was in Orlando in a bubble or everywhere around the NBA. But in this case, you do feel what Dell is saying makes a lot of sense for future success for the Warriors.
I think what he said about Steph getting his mind right, and I think that what that tells you is that the drain of five straight years in the finals, the toll that takes on you, getting ready to play another team that's coming after you night after night after night, especially when you're the defending champion, that I think it's a perfect time for them to step back. And even though Clay would have loved to play this past season, he also got a year of a mental break. And I think that's going to pay dividends. I think they're going to come back fresher than maybe they would if they had everybody healthy, got to the playoffs, and then see what happens. I think it's going to be a great advantage for the Warriors. And I think, the fact that they can incorporate Andrew Wiggins, who fills a need. And I think, in a limited time, actually, I looked up on cleaningtheglass.com, which is a great site. And I go to it every day during the season. And I looked up at Andrew Wiggins, and I wanted to see how his impact was with the Warriors just to kind of get a feel, even though Steph and Clay weren't there. But his defensive numbers in a very small sample size were the best of his career. The Warriors were a better defensive team when he was on the floor. And I thought that's really interesting to me, because if he can become a defensive player and be a guy that can get you 20 at the drop of a hat, then that's going to make the Warriors even tougher than you would have imagined.
Most certainly. And, you also look at now that the games are starting, a lot of the attention was put upon the bubble itself because it's so different. The NBA making a lot of care to making sure it's a safe environment. But then you almost get a tale of two bubbles. I mean, you hear different things, such as J.J. Redick when joining Global Kid Media and talking about his time inside the bubble. Take a listen.
I wish I had a kitchen in here. I'm not going to name names here. My room is very tiny. I don't even have a couch in my room. I've got this little desk that I'm talking to you from now and a bed, and that's it. But I've been in a couple of my teammates' rooms, and I've seen some video of a couple superstars' rooms at other hotels. And let me just tell you, the bubble experience is not the same for every player. There's some guys who basically have like 2 and 3 bedroom apartments. So I don't have that. No kitchen for me, but there are some guys with kitchens. I'm 36 and I've been in this 14 years and I can't get a nice room. Whatever.
Yeah, the Pelicans, J.J. Redick.
Yeah, I feel for him. That's they're locked up in those rooms. So if you don't have a great room, then it's going to be a little more, the walls will close in on you. I want to, can I divert for a second on J.J. Redick?
Of course.
I heard on his podcast, the Bomani Jones, I think he used to do some stuff for ESPN, was the latest to swallow the Curry isn't that good Kool-Aid, and said that, he wasn't very good getting off his own shot. So I'm just questioning, did he watch the Warriors in the previous 5 years, not counting last year when he was hurt? I just blows my mind that there's this whole narrative out there still that he's not as good as his record and his resume indicates. I can't really wrap my mind around that. I mean, that apparently people just don't watch the Warriors. They don't stay up late to watch the Warriors.
Yeah, that is almost unbelievable that was his take. I mean, it's like, what have you been watching for the past decade? What accommodations have you not been enjoying would be maybe what one would ask a very candid Steven Adams, and he would say he's enjoying the bubble accommodations. Always candid. Steven Adams kind of taking a different tact than J.J. Redick with this whole thing. Here's what he had to say at a Thunder media availability video conference that they had in Orlando when asked about the bubble and the accommodations. And again, very candid stuff from Steven Adams.
Mentally, how's the adjustment been to dealing with life, constantly living with your teammates and not really having an opportunity to get away, and just overall your thoughts on life inside the bubble right now?
It's all good, mate. Let's be clear, mate. This is not Syria, mate. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that hard. It's not that difficult, mate. You know what I mean? We're living in a bloody resort, you know. Everyone's got to complain. Everyone has their own preferences, mate. But, you know, it's not anything too serious. It's just a bit of dry food here and there, and yeah, get bored every now and then. But it's all good, man. It's pretty cool. It's actually pretty cool because you actually get to interact with a couple of the other teams, players on the other teams, you know. So that's been pretty cool.
The bubble representing a lot of different things to a lot of different players and people that are doing the work to really bring joy back to fans in America of the NBA and all around the world. And I mean, that's really where we are right now with this. It's not ideal in any way, but it's nice that there has been a plan, a way to do it safely, and a way to bring some joy to people's lives who enjoy basketball anywhere in this world that's being very much affected by the pandemic.
Yeah, I think Steven Adams really, you know, hit the nail on the head too, is that, you know, they're there, they're playing basketball, they're staying in a resort. Yes, it, you know, for the guys who have families, I feel for them. That's got to be difficult, especially if they have young kids. You know, how do you explain to a young child that dad's not going to be around for maybe up to 3 or 4 months? It's very hard. So I think I feel for any family in that situation, no matter what they're doing. But on the whole, you know, they're doing what they're getting paid to do in a very tough circumstance. But like you said, I think the concentration has to be, you know, on the joy that you're bringing, on the fact that you're doing something to help heal the country as well as trying to heal the sport. And so I think if you throw that into your mindset, I think that might make it a little bit easier. And I think once we get the game started, I think that's really going to be the real kickoff. I think that's going to really, I think, have a big impact.
Tim, much more to come. Thank you so much for joining us. And as we wrap things up here, let's listen in to some of NBA Sound System and NBA.com's Carlin Gay and Micah Adams as we went through more sound from inside the bubble.
Up first, we have Lawrence Scott, who will join us and take us around the league with some sound right here on NBA Sound System. Lawrence, what do you got?
Thank you, Carlin. Micah, you know, with this NBA restart, we want to go inside the bubble and listen to the talk in Orlando. We've seen some of the action around the scrimmages and soon the games that will count. And recently, LeBron James went into some detail about what the time before heading to Orlando meant to him.
Well, I mean, when the season was suspended, I got an opportunity to be home with my family for the last 4 months. Probably since, I would say, my freshman year of high school. I think that was our last year of not traveling across America and around the world to play the game of basketball. It was the first time that I really got an opportunity to have extended time home with my family. Other than that, I've been traveling since I was 15 years old. So that's over 20 years. You know, to have that, you know, every day seeing my wife, seeing my kids, being home, being present, you know, that was a blessing, you know. And, you know, definitely, you know, having this experience right here, you know, it feels like a big old AAU tournament for grown men. And, you know, so you take it and you you know, you enjoy it, and we get to do what we love to do, and that's play the game of basketball and be with our teammates and brothers. So it's all good.
Yeah, after 20 years of traveling at all levels of basketball now, LeBron James saying it's an AAU tournament for adults in Orlando and Carlin. This is really where this restart becomes interesting.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Does it help or does it hurt LeBron, who is obviously a little bit longer in the tooth since those days where he hadn't had to travel as much anymore? He's no longer a teenager, but being in one spot, being in one arena, not having to fly across the country if he does make it to the finals might help LeBron James in the long run. Mike, I know you just came back from vacation, but LeBron hasn't been traveling like you have, my friend.
Yeah, well, I'm also not a world-class athlete that spends $1.5 million on my body every year to be the best player in the world. It's crazy because we just saw the Lakers get off to an outrageous start to the season, in part because LeBron was so well rested from not having an extended postseason for the first time in forever. So you couple those 4 months off with the no travel, that's a scary thought for the rest of the league.
You know, you take things out east and see what the Bucks are planning for here, and Giannis Antetokounmpo talking about the restart and being ready for what's to come. He was joined by the Milwaukee media on a video conference. Let's listen into some of what Giannis was talking about here before the restart.
What do you feel like has happened in the 4 months since we've seen you play? What do you think are some of the noticeable differences to your game?
First of all, we didn't have 4 months because we couldn't use the practice facility. Second of all, obviously the last game I played, I was injured. So I used this 4 months to like get back healthy. But you know me, you've been around me, time will tell. Obviously when I get on the court, you guys go and judge, you know, what new things I brought on the court and what new things I brought that I can help my team win games. That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, so big expectations, Carlin, for both Giannis and the Bucks in Orlando.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about that later on in the program, Lawrence. But as Giannis said, he was injured heading into the pause. And this changed really everything potentially for the Milwaukee Bucks because they would have lost a lot more games, as evidenced by the way they were playing without Giannis on the floor before this break happened. But now Giannis is back, and he is back and only knows one speed. In these scrimmages, this dude is going like it's the NBA Finals, Micah. What's up with him?
What's up with him is he's sending out a reminder as to just how dominant Milwaukee was, before all this happened. I think that the combination of their little bit of a lull, I think they went 1-4 their last five games, and then couple that with sort of this long layoff, I think people have been thrown off the scent as to just how dominant these Bucks have been. And I think Giannis is just serving up a reminder of what's to come, because I fully expect the Bucks to just absolutely lay waste.
The dude scored 30 points in 23 minutes in the last scrimmage game for the Bucks. I mean, he means business, Lawrence.
Most certainly. And all of these stories where we look at what's happening in the West and in the East as it relates to this restart do take a bit of a backseat when you look at what's happening around the world. And to that end, former Warrior and Dallas Maverick Harrison Barnes, now with the Sacramento Kings, who had tested positive for COVID-19, recently joining his Sacramento teammates in Orlando, and he updated the Sacramento media upon his arrival about the latest with both himself and his family. Here's Harrison Barnes.
If it's possible, just to walk us through just what you've experienced with the virus and kind of what your journey was like in getting back here. We understand you were, didn't have really any symptoms, but if that was the case, is it almost kind of hard to believe that you were really impacted by this virus when you don't really feel any symptoms?
Well, in my household, my wife and my mom also tested positive for COVID. So my wife was sick. Really sick for about a week. My mom was sick for a couple of days. So in our house, we were able to see the different ranges of how COVID can affect your system, how serious it is, and how important it is that, wearing a mask, social distancing, things like that are important. So
truly one of the great guys around the NBA, Harrison Barnes, and all best wishes to both he and his wife, Brittany, and his mom, Shirley, very, very nice people, and really challenges that people everywhere around the world are facing, but comes home and it's inside. What we're talking about here is the NBA is about to restart, and you always want to wish the best to the good guys, especially like Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, and it's the quick reminder that we always need. I think sports, obviously, one of the biggest escapes from the real world. Let's not forget that even though the NBA games are going to be played this week, we're going to get some sort of normalcy back in our lives as NBA fans. There is a very real coronavirus pandemic going around right now and affecting a lot of people around the world. Harrison Barnes, the reporter said, it's tough to see because he didn't really show symptoms, but he did affect two people in his family, Micah, and that's where people are sort of forgetting that, yes, these pro athletes may be able to bounce back, but the people around them may not.
No, I agree. Look, the NBA might be wrapped in a bubble, but the world, the real world in which NBA players live and still live right now are not within that bubble. And I mean, we've seen players have to leave Orlando for a variety of family reasons and emergencies. And I think that this is just one more reason to be cautious and to stay mindful that, you know, it's a great thing that we're going to have basketball here in 51 and a half hours, but there's just a lot more going on that we can't lose sight of here.
So much more sound to come in the weeks ahead here on the Sound System. Just wanted to make sure that we were bringing in some of that conversation, guys. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next time.
Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!